morning, I'd like to reflect on Ash Wednesday, on the lesson of Ash Wednesday for us. That when we receive the ashes, the minister, the one administering the ashes, will say to you either to remember that you are dust, and into dust you will return. It's a sobering way to start your day, to be told that. Or we'll say to repent and believe the good news. And I like to reflect on these two sayings as words we can live by. That is, they will not let us down. And when we get confused, we can return to the truth in these words to help us get our balance. That our faith helps us to understand the true nature of our situation. We get confused when we don't understand the nature of our situation. So what is the nature of our situation? What does our faith tell us is the nature of our situation sitting here together in this place as human beings? First and foremost, our faith tells us that our situation is such that the deathless love of God is loving the deathless you into being forever. That's our situation. There is a hymn, though the mountains may fall and the hills turn to dust, the love of the Lord remains. That just as God will never pass away, so too who you are in God's love will never pass away. Just as God will never cease to be, so too you will never, never, never cease to be who you eternally are in God's eternal love. This is our situation. Now, you might say then that this is who we are as spiritual beings, our deathless life, which we know by faith. But we're, as human beings, we experience or are awakened to this deathless life in our bodily being. As human beings, we're bodily beings. And in our bodily beings, we're sitting here growing older by the minute. That is, in our bodily beings, we're born in time, we endure in time, we fall apart in time, and in time we disappear. So that's how it works, all of us. If special arrangements could be made for all of us here to be buried at a certain section of one cemetery, eventually all of us would be there. Eventually. It's already in the mail. It's on its way. It's already underway, actually. Looked in a mirror lately. It's all rolling out right on schedule. See? That we are beings unto dust. See? Everything begins in time, ends in time. Everything that's born dies. That's how it works. So it's in our life unto death, our life of dust, that we're awakened to our deathless life. In love. This is what makes human life so enigmatic or so poignant or so sad and so sweet, so fragile and so ungraspable. That although we die, we do not die. Now, what is Lent all about then? What Lent is about is that human beings, we lose our balance in this riddle of ourself. And we get lopsided. And sometimes we tilt towards our deathless life and we forget that we're dust. And when we tilt towards our deathless life, we can tell this is going on because this is when we start to feel important. This is when we start to feel in charge. This is when we start to feel we finally got it made. We got it all figured out. Everything's all lined up. Everything's locked in. And this is the hubris of our ego self, forgetting that very, very, very soon it won't be here. It's dust. It's dust. And so when we catch ourselves in this act of imagining that we're real outside God's love, we can remember that we are dust, and into dust we will return. It's a nice corrective measure in when we get lopsided in illusory self-importance. There's a Jewish saying, how can anyone be important who's going to die at any minute? See? And we're all going to die at any minute. And in this sense, no, someone once said a tour guide was taking someone through a city in the past a big cemetery. And the person said, there's a lot of important people in there. And they're all dead. And we will be too. And sometimes we forget this. We forget this. Which is why we get so dismayed when we trip and stumble. In our illusory hubris, we get dismayed how can this happen to me? I'm in charge here. We get disoriented. Sometimes we get lopsided and we tilt towards dust and we forget our deathless self in God's love. And this is when we feel overwhelmed. When we feel crushed by circumstances, when we feel disenfranchised or forgotten, where we don't matter, where everything's falling away, we get depressed and feel isolated, as if we're just dust, as if we're nothing but the self that things happen to, the victim of circumstance. We forget how invincibly loved we are by the deathless love that we're manifesting perfectly in the world of dust. And this is where it is good to repent and to believe the good news. This is where it's good to remember that we are dust. Whenever we catch ourselves getting all puffed up with self-importance, like dust with an attitude, we can remember that we are dust. We are dust. No exceptions. We're all in this together. We are all dust. And whenever we get downhearted, whenever we get afraid, whenever we get overwhelmed, we can remember that in this dust of ourself, we are the deathless love of manifested deathless love in the world. It's always true. This is the absolute sovereignty of deathless love. See, forming us in its image and likeness forever. We can trust in it always. And it's love that helps us keep our balance, really. That when we live by love, we learn to live in kind of the sweet, fleeting poignancy of the gift of life. I want to share a little experience I had of this, and I think this is where we can appreciate our life in the church and how our faith helps us. Saturday, I drove over here and got out of my car, and I was carrying out my bags out of my car with my books and stuff. I was going to do my writing over here in the spirituality center. And as I was lugging all my stuff out of the car, Monsignor Torgensen was standing over by the church, and he yelled at me across the parking lot, "Fire it up, Jim." See? And I smiled to myself, I thought, well, what a loving thing to say, really. Kind of helped me walk in and sit down and write with a little more enthusiasm. That morning was the morning of the funeral of the couple who was killed by the pirates here. And I came out of the church to walk over. There's a lot of people. It was big. And I was talking to a woman who was at the funeral. And she said how moved she was in hearing about these people, how good they were, and how many people they touched, and how tragic it was. I went back in to write, and I saw a man a little later that day. And he's a man who was an alcoholic and got sober when he was 84 years old. He's now 90, and every morning he gets up to go to his AA meeting. And he's concerned that some mornings he has a hard time getting out of bed for his meeting. Now this is dear, really. And he wrote a little book on Jesus. And Chuck Colson, you know the prison ministry of Chuck Colson? They've given out something like 50,000 copies of this little book on Jesus that the prisoners are reading that came out of this alcoholic's life. Later in the afternoon, I came over again, and there was a wedding going on in the church. A young couple getting married in the same church, which is hours before a funeral was. Young people just learning that they're dust. They don't know it yet. It hasn't dawned on them yet. But they are dust. And the children they've not yet had are dust. And they too are God's deathless love shining in the world. And so Lent helps us keep our bearings and keeps our balance. So here then is a simple little meditation practice. When we sit in silence here, you might sit in your own prayerful reflections with God. But here's a simple practice to explore. That when you exhale, when you breathe out, silently say, I love you, exhaling yourself as an act of love to the love that loves you into existence with the next inhalation that comes along. And when you inhale, listen to infinite love loving you into the present moment. So in the exhalation, you give yourself in love to the love that gives itself to you. And when you inhale, you listen to that love giving itself to you. That love of your breath without which there is no life. So I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now this is sweet and intimate because the breathing you is the you that's dust. You are now breathing. Someday you soon won't be. See? But in your life of dust, through love, you can taste the deathless beauty of yourself in God's love, in your fleeting life. And it's intimate and poignant and profound. And so Lent then is a time to purify our hearts, to wake up, and to keep our balance with clarity in this sometimes weary world. I invite you to stand. I invite you to sit straight. Fold your hands in prayer and bow. Repeat after me. Be still and know I am God. Be still and know I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be.